Excuse me, I didn't mean
that's to. That's all I know.
What do you call the low ground in a river valley? Like just right next to the river?
I'd bust a creek, call it bottomland, but that's what I
No, that's right. That's right. That's what they have down here. That's just.
Did you have trees in?
No. No, just bottom
land. It's bottom land, I heard.
That's what they. Would you name several kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Oh, you'd have a sand clay road. You know, back about the time you were born, the folks got to where they could and did. Before any paving was, folks learned the proper mixture. You know, when it's all red, when it rains, it's too slick. Mm-hmm. And when it's all sand, when it's dry, it's too deep, you can't pull it.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world did they call that road? There was 50, 60 years ago, there was a banker sent to Ching Gang for defaulting old bank over here in Smithville. And they were going to build a road through a great long bottom place from Smithville to Leesburg. Blue dirt. You know this old blue pond dirt? It's dry and then it's wet. And either one of them are terrible. And he actually got on the good side and told him, said, if you'll let me put the right amount of sand in here with this blue pond, I can make a road there, boy. He said, well, all right, I can't. Like, well, go ahead, Oliver, you do it. And it was just perfect. And it was the forerunner, as far as I know, of paving. Mm-hmm. Taking the right mixture of the soils that were somewhere available, sometimes you'd have to haul sand a mile or two, but I mean they were cheap, and we did have good roads. Then they had this macadam, they call that. That's tar, something, I don't know. Now it's mostly concrete. This is blacktop, we call it. I don't know what's in it. It's little gravel and hot. Some kind of tar preparation to make it steam.
Well, and like if you're driving in the country and it's not paved, what do you call it? Just call it a
dirt road.
Dirt road.
Yes.
What do you call a paved road with a light colored surface? Most
of that's concrete.
Yeah. What do you call a paved road with a black surface?
It's a blacktop, macadam, I don't know. Blacktop, I think, is what I call it.
They got both blacktop and macadam. You know, somebody that probably hadn't been to college or something like that might not call it macadam.
That's correct.
Did you learn
blacktop.
That? Did you learn that in college or did you?
Oh no, I just picked it up.
Somebody
else said it was macadam, and I just I didn't know no reason why.
Yeah. On the road, like between it and a sidewalk, what do you call that grassy strip? It's about 3 or 4 feet wide. And it's between the sidewalk and the street.
I never did call it, I don't know.
When I read that question, I said the same thing. I never called it much anything myself.
I never called that.
I just
let it be.
Okay. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to say let it be. All right.